when we win, Flemington would have never seen and unlikely to ever see a more colourful celebration or presentation of the cup. I will, and no one here is going to stop me, even with the threat of ban for life. I'm going to strip down to my G-strings, keep my tie and my shoes, and I'll get up and receive the trophy.
Well, that's how confident he is, TK, of winning the Melbourne Cup tomorrow. That's Marvin Kukash, the owner of Magic Circle, and of course he's the owner of Salford Rugby League Football Club as well. And the man who's riding his horse tomorrow joins us on the line, Corey Brown. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, boys.
Have you got your G-string ready, mate?
It's all ready and raring to go, mate.
Have you seen the photo doing the rounds on social media of you already in your mankini?
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, no, not quite the rig that I've got, but anyway.
How's the prep, mate, been for the horse?
The prep's been good. He's obviously arrived in really good order, and I've been out a few times and had a sit on him. Obviously got to know him a little bit, but yeah, no, his work's been good. I will say the first bit of work that I gave him, he's a little bit flat-footed, but Ma Mello led the gallop and Huey ripped off and thought he was on winks and sort of left me really, really flat-footed, sort of mid-gallop. But he sort of, once he built to his top, he was very, very good through the line. But his next really solid bit of work last Wednesday morning, he was really, really good. He full of life. He was very bright. He was much brighter than what he was his first go. So, yeah, no, I'm really, really happy with him. He's good. Could have drawn a little bit better, but, yeah, no. Ends the break.
Yeah, Corey, I'm always amazed. Yeah, you blokes are so used to just, you know, jumping on a horse and giving it every possible chance, but you must learn a lot more about a horse if you've ridden him once. You know, would you have liked to have had one run on Magic Circle? Because you, at Werribee, you get a feel, but you don't actually know the horse that well, do you?
Yeah, no, well, you're correct, TK, because in his track work, again, he's quite, I wouldn't say lackluster, but he's just does what he has to do. But they tell me that once he gets into, you know, onto a racetrack and gets into the barriers, he's a different horse. He's got a great turn of foot and he's really, really lively. So, yeah, I would have loved to have had a race ride on him. But, again, I've been out to the track and I have had a sit on him. Unlike last year with Rekindling, the first time I'd ever seen him in the flesh was when his saddle was walking around the enclosure on his back. So,
wow.
You know, I was actually happy to get out there and have a bit of a go. That's why I've been down here for a couple of weeks. I definitely wanted to have a couple of spins around on him track work at least, just to get a feel and get to know him a bit better.
Does he prefer the sting out of the track, Corey? Because it looks like we're getting a bit of rain and we're due for some later on today and again tomorrow.
I'm hoping so, because the track on Saturday was very firm. So, look, he doesn't go on a bog, but, typical English or European sort of horse, they definitely like a bit more sort of cut in the ground than what we sort of prefer here in Australia. But, I would like to see a little bit of rain just to, if it was around a sort of a dead fire, that'd be perfect. It spoils it for a lot of people if the track's heavy, but I don't think it'll get too heavy with the rain we've been forecasted.
No, it actually looked bad when we got here nice and early, mate, but it's cleared up. But I think it's about 5 to 15 for today. We've probably already had 5, and 5 to 15 for tomorrow, that's not going to affect any runners, you would not think, mate. Gate 23 for Yucatan, gate 21 for Rostropovich, 19 for Cross Counter. You've got 17. There'll be a bit of pressure when the gates fly back. I know it's a long run to the first turn, but you've got to find a spot somewhere. How do you see it?
When I first drew the barrier, when they first drew the barrier, Terry, I was actually quite, just upset, I just wanted him to draw a soft gate so he could get the perfect ideal run. But he's a midfielder to a back marker, there's no doubt about that. But when I seen a good speed like Yucatan and Rostropovich draw out wide, I was really, really happy, because it just sort of, it makes for a solid run race, because they're going to have to go to put the speed in the race to get over from the VAT barrier. So it doesn't map great for him, but he's definitely one of the, he'll be in the, the third half of the field, so to speak.
What about your preparation, Corey? What do you do a day before a big race like the Melbourne Cup?
I've got a lot of media commitments, Loz.
Yeah.
We're down here in Melbourne. We've got the Melbourne Cup parade, but no, it's just sort of just normal. I'll go for a bit of a gallop this morning and have a run around the TAM. But yeah, I might have a bit of a gym session or a massage this afternoon. But I don't have to ride light, luckily, this year, so it's actually great. I can sort of enjoy myself a little bit more. But yeah, no, just normal preparation. Bit of a go for a bit of a run, bit of a train this afternoon, but yeah, nothing too drastic.
Corey, with two Melbourne Cups already in the bag, is it an advantage to know Flemington so well, to know the Cup and its characteristics so well?
Yeah, look, it's probably an advantage, but for me, TK, it's more about you can go into the race a little bit more relaxed. You know, like you've already got them sitting on the mantelpiece at home, but you approach it a little bit different. You're not as anxious or you're not as wound up about it. It seems to, I don't know, it just feels a little bit more relaxing, you know, like you still appreciate it the same, but yeah, you approach it a little bit different. You're more relaxed and you can sort of weigh it up a little bit easier, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who do you think is going to be the hardest to beat, Corey?
Look, you know, he's the obvious favourite, Yucatan. You know, like the way he won at Caulfield was pretty impressive, and he's even, you know, wound right down going towards the line. So, I'm not just saying it because he's a favourite, but I just thought his win was pretty impressive. I thought he was very, very good. You know, he's going to be very hard to beat. Hopefully, his way to have a temper. He's definitely the one that I think if I could find his back, you know, sort of on straightening, I'd be very happy.
Which one, mate? You just dropped out of touch. If you could find who's back?
Yucatan's back.
As
I'm going into the straight, if he's back, I'd be very, very happy.
Yeah, absolutely. And one final one from me, mate. Do you actually think Marwan Kukash, the owner, will come... do you actually think he'll come good with his G-string, accept the presentation in the G-string, if he does win?
Mate, I went out for lunch with him last Friday, and I can guarantee you that will be happening.
All right, I'm cheering you, mate, but I'm not watching the presentation.
Sure you're not. I reckon everyone in Australia is just hoping that he wins just to see that.
Yeah. Well, let's hope so, mate. We thank you so much for your time.
Cheers, okay.
There he goes. Thanks, Corey Brown, already a two-time. Well, isn't it quite the first time he saw Rekindling, the first time he jumped on board was in the saddling yard before the Melbourne Cup last year.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, and a few minutes later, he was another Melbourne Cup.
He's riding well at the moment, Corey. He's on one of the favourites, Magic Circle, and it's great that they can give up their time the day before a big race like the Melbourne Cup. So thank you very much for coming on the program, Corey.
And,